Hey, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in City Center. Well, it's supper time in the little white house with the green shutters, so naturally we find Uncle Louie already at the table. He's seriously studying the newspaper as Mortimer Meat peers over his shoulder.
Oh, for goodness sake, all right, Morty. You don't have to breathe your hot breath down my neck. You'll get the paper as soon as I'm through with it.
Oh, well, baby, thank you, Louie. How many of the comics haven't you read?
Well, let's see. There's Orphan Annie, there's Dick Tracy, and there's... Hey, are you trying to belittle me?
Oh, we never undertake the impossible.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Huh? Well, what is it, dear? Has a new look got a newer look?
Yeah. Or haven't they double-crossed you by raising the skirt?
Don't be silly, both of you. Look. Here's a picture of Dr. Furnish on the front page.
Oh, my roommate at school. Let me see. Dr. Homer Herkimer Furnish, educator, scores politics and government.
That's good. The score is now politician 69, Dr. Furnish nothing.
Be quiet, Louis. Go on, dear.
Teacher at City Center High School urges every citizen to get into politics. Says it is a high privilege and duty, the key to our future.
Key to our future? Well, if Dr. Furnish has the key, we're all locked out.
That is not funny, Mortimer.
Yes, yeah, sure, I thought it was.
I think Dr. Furnish makes an important point. We should all take an active interest in politics.
I agree with Mother, mostly because that's what I'm going to do tonight. We're having a meeting of the citizens of the future at Charles Anthony's house. Oh, is that Charles a dreamboat?
Yeah, well, maybe take every man who runs for office should be a dreamboat.
Hey, maybe I should ought to run for office, huh?
Oh.
Think of all the classy tomatoes that are just crazy about me. You,
honestly, you too. Well, let's get on with supper. Peggy's got her Citizens of the Future meeting, and I've got an idea about the citizens who live here in the meat household.
I was afraid of that. Agatha, dear, I wish you'd get that look out of your eyes. Something tells me I'm going to be sorry I ever heard of Dr. Furnish and or politics.
You know, if you asked a woman which she'd rather have, one real rose or a dozen paper ones, well, the answer is obvious. Nature's rose, of course. The natural is always preferred to the artificial. That's why All Sweet Margarine is the first choice of millions of smart American housewives. For All Sweet is the margarine with the truly delicate, the truly natural flavor. No, ma'am, there's nothing artificial about this famous All Sweet flavor. It comes from cultured, pasteurized skim milk. And there's nothing artificial about the nourishing goodness in All Sweet either. No table spread is richer in food energy. No table spread is more digestible than farm good, farm fresh All Sweet. And, of course, summer or winter, in California or up in snowy Maine, every pound of delicious All Sweet contains at least 15,000 units of precious vitamin A. Yes, for an all-around good table spread that's tops in taste and nutrition, remember All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Wasn't it sweet, Mortimer? I mean, about Peggy being so excited about the class political meeting and all. Stack the soup plates together, dear.
Yes, dear. If you ask me, I think Peggy's thoughts were on young Charles Anthony, the big dreamboat, as much as on the citizens of the future.
I'm afraid you're right. Oh. He is a good-looking boy, and from such a nice family. I'll bet Anthony's a dear.
Yeah, and his father's ill. He's a fine fellow, good sport, and he's been an excellent alderman for this ward.
Certainly has. Oh, I'm getting to the pots and pans. Louis, dear, start putting the dishes away.
Okay, sis. Only I don't understand why it is around here we do everything the same way around here. How does anybody expect any progress around here?
Yeah, put these dishes away, Louie, around here, and save the soapbox oratory for your friends down there at the pool room.
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, why don't I keep my big mouth shut?
Speaking of progress and independence...
We were?
I was very much impressed with what Peggy said about all of us taking an active interest in politics. Well, aren't you going to say anything?
Here's another plate, Louie.
I see. I'll have to begin at the beginning.
Oh, Louie and his big mouth.
As soon as we finish the dishes, we'll all go into the living room and discuss this matter like decent, responsible citizens.
Oh, but that's...
My gracious, if a child like Peggy can take her responsibilities seriously, it would certainly seem that we adults should. Mortimer?
Yes, teacher?
I wonder if Peggy took her civics book with her.
That speech at the meeting.
God, thanks, Peggy.
Don't be a sugar. Be a worker. A right vote is a right vote. Oh, gosh, Charles. How do you think of all those things?
Oh, I don't know. They just come to me. Besides, I guess I inherited a lot of them. My dad's alderman of the Fifth Ward, you know.
Oh, of course I do. My father says your father is the best alderman the ward ever had.
He did, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, that gives me an idea. Peggy, how would you like to work hand in hand with me in politics?
Oh, Charles, would I love it.
I don't mean this kid stuff. I mean the real thing. I wouldn't want it to get around, but I'm really my dad's campaign manager for his re-election.
You are? Oh, Charles, don't you let me work hand in hand with you on your father's campaign?
I do, Peggy. I'm impressed with your sincerity. Most girls haven't got any political convictions. You have.
Oh, I sure have.
I'll tell you what. In return for your unswerving loyalty and fidelity, I'm going to make you a platoon captain of my father's campaign.
A platoon captain?
In charge of windshield stickers.
Oh, in charge of windshield stickers? Oh, Charles, I can hardly wait to tell my parents.
Now listen, both of you. The vote is the American citizen's most precious gift. This gift should be cherished and protected. The opportunity of every American to hold office is a sacred duty. The candidate for office is... I beg your pardon, Louis?
No, nothing, sis. Oh, this is very stimulating. Go ahead, I'm all ears.
Yeah, nothing in between them.
Oh, Mortimer, aren't you inspired? Just think of you running for office.
Yeah, me, right? Who? I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Why, Mortimer, that's not the attitude to take. If the electorate calls, you must answer. It's your duty. Oh, the doorbell.
Yeah, well, excuse me, dear, while I do my duty.
It's probably Peggy. Ask her to come in and join the discussion.
Yes, yes, dear, yes. Me run for office? You know. Yes? Oh, well, Dr. Furbish.
Permit me to congratulate you.
Congratulate me?
Sir, I am beside myself with joy.
What?
And since I am beside myself, may we both come in?
Yes.
The three of us can join in the celebration.
Oh, but Dr. Furbish, wait a minute now. What's this all about?
Ah, you modest man. The electorate calls. Mortimer! The clarion sounds. Da-da-da-da-da! The citizens scream. Ah!
Whoa!
And you... You, my friend, can do but one thing.
Huh?
You accept.
I accept.
Congratulations, I knew you would.
No.
Now I must bustle down to the newspaper office and up to the press, you know. Well, ta-ta.
Cha-cha.
Ta-ta. Cha-cha.
Ta-ta-ta.
Ta-ta. No, no, wait a minute, Dr. Furbish.
What's this all about?
Ah, the beauty of the house.
Oh, Dr. Furbish.
Beauty.
Hi, Doc.
And the beast.
Hi, Doc.
You what? Ought to be cooking. What a meal for a cannibal. Well, permit me to congratulate you both.
Congratulate? For what?
This sterling citizen. This outstanding American who has received and accepted the call to political office.
Dr. Furbish.
Oh, Mortimer, how wonderful.
Hey, that's great, Morty. I'll help you. With these, your campaign manager, you can't lose.
In spite of that slight handicap, the name of Mortimer Meek shall be on the ballot as candidate for office on the independent ticket.
Oh. Mortimer, my candidate.
Mickey, my boy.
Got your permission, my hoodoo.
Look, I don't want it.
Here is a list of candidates. You'll find yourself listed. I must run on now. I'll leave these petitions here and take the rest with me. Oh, my, this is such a thrilling moment. Well, I'm off. Have I forgotten anything?
Yes, your head.
No, here it is right under my hat. Well, it's been frightful, but delightful. Ta-da.
Ta-da. No, wait till you hear, Daisy.
Oh, yes, Peggy, the most thrilling thing has happened.
As Dr. Furnish would say, thrilling, but chilling.
Oh, but how could anything be more thrilling than what's happened to me? Charles! Oh, Mother, Charles has made me a platoon captain in charge of windshield stickers.
Oh, that's lovely, dear. But just listen to this. Your father is a candidate for office.
His father's a candidate for office. Father's candidate.
It was Dr. Furnish's doing.
My room and school.
And wait till you hear the best part, Casey. I'm your past campaign manager.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, dear?
Oh, yes, of course, it's just thrilling.
Oh, you too, Peggy.
But what are you running for, Daddy?
What am I running for? Oh, wait a minute. We didn't look at Dr. Furnish's list of candidates.
Well, here it is, right here. As campaign manager, I got to take care of all these little details here.
Well, thank you, Louie. And now will you please manage to look up what office I'm running for?
Yeah, oh, just a minute. Just a minute. Here we are. Oh, look at that.
What?
Mortimer Meeks, candidate for alderman of the Fifth Ward.
Oh, no.
Opposite William Anthony. Oh, boy, will we make it hot for him. Oh. Run the rascals out of office. Tippy,
Cadoo,
and Mortimer, too.
William Anthony? Oh, no, Father, you can't.
You're telling me?
Well, Peggy, what's the matter? Your father's been highly honored.
Mother, Daddy, Uncle Louis, Father can't run against William Anthony. He's Charles's father.
Who is Charles's father?
And Charles has made me a platoon leader.
Made her a platoon leader?
And put me in charge of windshield stickers.
Windshield stickers?
And if Daddy runs against Charles's father, then I can't work hand in hand with Charles. And I'll be a traitor, a Benedict Arnold. Tokyo Rose.
Oh, now, there, dear. Now, don't cry now. No, I just won't run. That's it. I just won't run.
Oh, Daddy, you're wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's better. That's better. Now, dry your eyes now. Call Dr. Furnish and tell you, Dr. Furnish. He was on his way to the newspaper office to hand in his list. Oh, it's probably too late now. The story's probably in print.
Oh, no, Father. Oh, I wish I were dead. Charles is so smooth,
yeah.
So wonderful and intelligent, and he likes me. I mean, he did like me. And now when this comes out in the paper, he'll hate me. Oh, Daddy.
Yes,
I wanted to work hand in hand with him more than anything else in all the whole world.
Yes. Hello, Louie. Say, what's this I hear about Mr. Meek not wanting to run for office?
Don't worry, Mr. Weigel. I'll take care of Morty. Why, Mr. Weigel, my father was one of the greatest politicians in the old Southwest.
Is that right, Louis? What did he run for?
The Mexican border.
Well, if Mr. Meek doesn't want to hold office, Louis, he better keep you away from those ballot boxes. With your ability for stuffing, he'd win by a landslide.
Yeah, that's right. Wait a minute.
I was only kidding, Louis. I like to see a man enjoy his food. As a matter of fact, I just ran over to tell Mrs. Meek about some wonderful grilled waffle sandwiches.
Ooh.
I thought you'd enjoy.
Grilled waffle sandwiches. Oh, boy, tell me more about them, Mr. Weigel.
Well, first of all, these delicious sandwiches are made with bread instead of waffle batter.
Oh.
Simply spread thin slices of bread with all sweet margarine, a layer of any kind of prepared ham spread, and a final layer of grated or sliced American cheese. Put two of the slices of bread together and toast the sandwich right in your waffle iron. When golden brown, serve piping hot.
With an extra order of pickles.
Well, with or without pickles, Louis, your family will certainly enjoy the delicate, natural flavor of all sweet margarine on sandwiches, hot bread, vegetables, and other favorite foods. Yes, ma'am, the vote at your house is sure to go for that popular favorite, all sweet margarine.
Now, that's better. Now, we'll go about this calmly.
But, Mother, how can I be calm when my entire life is shattered?
Yes, dear. How do you expect Peggy to be calm when her entire life is shattered?
Now, I'll just call the newspaper office and tell them it's all a mistake and that I don't want my name listed as a candidate.
Oh, just a minute, Mortimer Meade.
And I'll take a few feet to take a few feet. Oh, yes, dear.
Have you given even a passing thought to your sacred responsibility?
Well...
And you, Peggy, have you given even a passing thought to your father's duty and obligation to serve?
Well, golly, Mother, does Daddy have to have a duty and obligation to run against Charles' father?
Well, of course there is that. But for the public good, we should not let Sumlin stand in the way, should we?
That's telling them, sis. Besides, how about your obligation to me, Morty?
Excuse me, Louis, but it sounded just like you said my obligation to you. Now, didn't I give you your allowance this week?
Oh, I ain't talking about that.
Oh.
As your campaign manager, I already spent a lot of brain work on our campaign. Why, just think of all the slogans that I chunk up for you.
Mm.
Vote for Mortimer Meek. For the people you speak. And how about this one? A ballot for Morty is very sporty.
Yeah, that's very lovely, Louis. But it just so happens that Bill Anthony's a friend of mine. And it also happens that he is a very fine alderman.
That's right.
The best one we've ever had in this ward.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very well, Mortimer. Call the newspaper and withdraw your candidacy.
Oh.
Oh, it would have been lovely to have been the first lady of the fifth
ward. Oh, board. Then you are going to withdraw, Daddy. Oh, how wonderful. Charles and I, hand in hand, from Civic Center to the White House.
You better get Charlie to learn to play the piano, Peggy.
Not a good time for bad humor, Louis. Well, go ahead,
Mortimer. Hey, just a minute, Morty. Just a minute. Pretty handle it.
Yeah, but Louis, now...
As your manager, it is my duty to execute your last official act. Besides, I'll do it without ruffling nobody's feelings. Lady, doodle, da da dee da dee. Hey, dee dee, little tickle, dee. Oh, hello? Gazette? This is Mr. Louis Leach talking. Mr. Louis Leach, the campaign manager for Mortimer Meade. Candidate for alderman of the 5th Ward on Dr. Furnish's independent ticket. Huh? Do I want to give a statement? Well, I'd be glad to. You can quote me as saying...
No, no, Louis. I want to withdraw.
All right. Change that. Just say Meek is withdrawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. For personal reasons. Well, make it a pressure of family and friends.
Yes, that's better.
That would be perfect. Charles and me, hand in hand.
Huh? You say it's too late. The paper's already gone to press.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You called Bill Anthony, the present alderman, and told him that Meek was running against him. Huh? He said that? Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, don't bother, Louis. I'll explain it to Bill myself.
Well, let me tell you something. Meek can beat Bill Anthony with his hands tied behind him. Yeah, Morty can win even if he was tongue-tied.
Now, please, Louis.
Oh, why did this have to happen to me?
And another thing. You can say that Anthony is a big stuffed shirt and a scoundrel.
Louis, please, give me that telephone.
And furthermore, Meek's in this race to stay. That is all. Oh. Signed, Louis Leach, campaign manager and head of the Tahiti Board. Goodbye.
Oh, Uncle Louis, how could you do a thing like this to me? Your own niece.
Just a minute, dear. Now, Louis, just what was it that Mr. Anthony said?
Well, he said, and I quote, if Meek thinks that he can win, he's welcome to try. I believe I have served this ward well, and this ward will prove it by casting its ballot for me. I stand on my record. Now, get this, now get this. Let Meek reveal his, unquote.
Well, I think that certainly was unkind of Bill Anthony.
Well, but Agatha, dear, Bill does have a good record, and I don't have any sort of a record.
Well, that doesn't matter. This is a free country, and any citizen can run for any office. And I don't think it was very nice of Bill Anthony to indulge in mudslinging.
Mudslinging? But Agatha, all he said...
Don't worry, Mortimer. Who can play at that game? Wait till I'm through with Mr. Anthony. He'll wish he kept his big bazoo shut.
Yeah, I wish you kept yours shut.
Isn't anybody going to think about me? What happens to me in this whole thing? What's Charles going to say about my unswerving loyalty and my fidelity?
Oh, Peggy, dear, this is no time to think about childish things. Your father's been insulted, and your unswerving loyalty and fidelity should go to your own father.
But Mother, I promised Charles.
Yes, but I...
We'll discuss it later, Mortimer. Right now, I want you to sit down and draw up two things. Your platform.
My platform.
And a good stiff letter to Mr. William Anthony, telling him where to get off.
Oh, but Louis.
Quiet, Morty, quiet. All right. Now, pretend that I'm a baby.
Yeah, but Louis, babies don't vote.
Sure, but your mothers do. And you can't win without the baby vote. All right, now let's get going.
Yeah.
I'm a baby, and it's mother's arms.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm Billerman Cohen.
What a revolting thought.
Come on, Marty, come on. Now, you got to come up and kiss me. Come on.
Yeah, I come up and kiss you.
No, I won't.
Oh,
Dad, you got to. You chuck me under the chin, and then you kiss me, and you say, Madam, that's the most beautiful child I ever saw.
Or three, Mr. Charles Anthony. My father is just as good as your father. And it wasn't a sneaking trick. If there was any sneaky work done, it was done by your father. And furthermore, don't you ever speak to me. I hate you. Goodbye. Well, I do. I do hate him. Hate him. Oh, Charles!
Hey, Aggie. Give me another cool rag and some more raw beefsteak, will you? Oh, my eye.
Brother Louie, what happened?
Ah, them dirty Anthony hooligans. All I was doing was tearing down one of Anthony's campaign posters, and they surrounded me. They attacked me. And give me a black eye.
Oh, God, Uncle Louie, how many of them were there?
Oh, there were dozens, Nicky, the whole gang. But this one guy did the damage, so.
But where was the rest?
In hiding, I suppose. Like the skunks that they are. Well, I can still see out of the other eye. Ha ha! Wait till I dictate my next statement to the press.
Oh, there comes that Charles Anthony. I'll ignore him. I'll look right through it.
Well, well, well. Miss me, the candidate's daughter. And how is every little political thing, including your father?
Charles Anthony, you hateful, spiteful, awful person.
Come now, Miss Meek. Temper, temper.
Don't you try to be superior with me. Just you wait till election day. Then we'll see who'll do the shouting.
Ah, date for election day. How charming. Well, goodbye, Miss Meek. And be sure to say hello to the candidate for me. Oh, yes, and his brilliant campaign
manager. Oh, I'm so mad. I just popped. I hate him more than anything else in all the whole world. And yet he... Oh, come on, Peggy. Quit kidding yourself. No, you're just gaga over him. Oh, why was I ever born? Go away.
It's I, miss.
Go away.
Oh, now, please let me in, daughter.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to be alone in my misery.
Well, I'm miserable too, daughter. Now, please let me in.
Okay, Daddy. Oh, I'm so unhappy.
Ah, thank you, dear. Thank you. Well, they say misery loves company. For together, we have enough for a corporation. I do.
Oh, yeah. They say. Who's they? They never had a father who made them this miserable.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, dear. Now, truly, I am. You were miserable because you had a fight with Charles. Your mother's miserable because half of her friends are coming around the street. I'm miserable because I don't want to be an alderman. And your Uncle Louis, well, he's just miserable.
I know.
So,
Father.
Yes, dear.
Why don't you do something about all of our misery?
Well, do something, but what can I do? I'm trapped. Yes, I'm trapped by circumstance. Darned old circumstance and your Uncle Louis.
Then you're giving up? You're going to let my happiness be shattered and Mother's peace of mind be ruined? Oh, Daddy.
Oh, no, there, dear. Just pat your cheek.
Thanks.
No, daughter. Dry your tears. I've come to a decision. I am going to do something about this campaign and do it now. Hello, Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mortimer Meek.
Mm-hmm.
I have a statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a statement that will stun my opponent and open the eyes of every voter in City Center.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then take it down. Statement by Mortimer Meek, candidate for the Fifth Ward. Oh, my
gracious, where is that evening paper?
Stop fidgeting, Mortimer. Louis's out on the porch waiting for the delivery boy. Why is he so anxious to see the paper? I don't know. Probably full of things to make us more unpopular in town. Beth Anthony passed me today without even speaking. Mortimer, I just don't understand how you could have done a thing like this to me. To Peggy.
You don't understand how I... What? How I could have done a thing like this?
Ah, here he is.
What?
This boy. Headlights tonight and a picture of Morty. You sly old fox. Double-crossing your campaign manager. Giving out stories, eh? Well, we don't care what they say about us just as long as they keep on saying it, eh, Morty? Well, I'll let you see. Hey, what's this?
Well, Louie, what's wrong? You look like you're going to faint.
And be the paper, Louie.
Huh?
Thank you. Now, if you will all be quiet, I should like to read you a statement. Peggy, dear, stop dying. Louis, close your mouth.
Oh,
good. Agatha, you stop looking at me as though you've never seen me before. Now, I shall read from the paper.
What is it?
Quiet, Louis. Go ahead, dear.
A statement by Mortimer Meek, candidate for alderman of the Fifth Ward. Quote, today, I have been thinking about the preamble to the Constitution.
Marty, have you gotten up to something? You ain't running for president.
I said be quiet, Louis. I'll continue reading what the Gazette has finished. I quote, when I recalled the preamble to myself, I began to think of the qualifications for the humble office of alderman of the Fifth Ward and Civic Center. And as I thought of those qualifications, I thought of the preamble. My opponent, Mr. William Anthony, has proven that he is qualified for office. He has done a splendid job. While it is completely American for every citizen to have an opportunity to run for office, it is just as completely American and patriotic for every citizen to recognize when an office holder, now elected, is right for that office. I therefore withdraw my candidacy. Signed, Mortimer Meek.
Daddy!
Well, I'll be double-crossed by my own candidate.
Mortimer Meek, come here and be kissed. You're not only a great American, you're a wonderful husband and father.
No, Agatha. Now, in front of all of my constituents.
Babe, how is your family about food? Easy to please or a bit on the fussy side? More than likely, you have at least one member that needs to be coaxed into eating healthful vegetables or nourishing cereals. So I'll give you a tip. One of the best little coaxers in the world is All Sweet Margarine. That's right. You take any vegetable, from spinach to Brussels sprouts. It's twice as good if served with delicious, delicately flavored All Sweet. Carrots, for instance, if cooked with All Sweet and a bit of brown sugar, will make even the fussiest eater perk up and say, "More, please." Or try serving cooked breakfast cereal this way. Pour it piping hot into a dish, sprinkle with brown sugar, and dot generously with All Sweet. By the time the family's ready to pour on the cream, that brown sugar and All Sweet have melted together into the tastiest topping that ever tempted a lagging morning appetite. Yes, there's no doubt about it. All Sweet's delicate, natural flavor brings out the best in vegetables and cereals. All Sweet adds golden goodness to any meal. So remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Again, invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.